Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Sculley's our guest, ladies and gentlemen, former CEO for Pepsi-Cola, former CEO at Apple, author of a brand new book called Moonshot, Game-Changing Strategies to Build Billion-Dollar Businesses. John, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on the book. I know even since you left Apple 20 years ago, you still stayed in the marketplace. You've become an entrepreneur, an investor, and helping the other people to create opportunities, and I admire you for that. I appreciate you doing that. One of the things you talk about in your book is something that that confirms my new book, and that I appreciated was the how the customer is now in control of the relationship. Talk to us about your thoughts on that.
Well, you and I share a passion for the importance of the customer, Jim, and the technologies we have today, which are touching every part of our lives, the most important derivative effect of those technologies, the impact, is this power shift from the incumbent large companies that were traditionally in control of markets. This power is shifting to customers, and customers are now in control because customers are paying more attention to the opinions of other customers. And the technology, like social media, is enabling these opinions to be spread across large parts of the population. And it's changing everything on the landscape of what our economy will be like in the future. And it's
right.
A huge opportunity for small business and entrepreneurs to have a real seat at the table.
And John, when I visit and talk with and work with major corporations, and I mean major corporations, they still don't get this, do they?
No. And you know,
are you shocked about that?
No, I'm not, because I've been around major corporations for too many years. But what I'm realizing, Jim, and maybe it's just because I've been around a long time, but big corporations are just not set up to deal with the kind of world we have today. As an example, big corporations have a lot of middle managers. And what authority do all corporations give to their middle managers? The authority to say no.
That's right. That's right.
Really,
it hasn't always been that way, though, John. 20 years ago, those managers had budgets and they had realms of authority. Today, they don't, do they?
They don't, and it doesn't really make any difference what industry it is, what company it is. You've got these middle managers who are only given the authority to say no, not the authority to say yes.
Yeah.
So yes has to go through a lot of bureaucracy, through committees, and things like this, and the authority is to say no. Well, how do you deal with a world that's going through rapid innovation, rapid change, when the heart of your company is only empowered to say no?
Well, and when more and more of the business is being done by small vendor partners that these companies have outsourced to, rightfully so and properly. But if they're just saying no to those people, they're missing opportunities, and they're not giving back to the economy.
Absolutely right. And so what is happening is now that customers are expecting more, demanding more, the only response that the big companies have that's working is that they're saying, because we, the big companies, just cannot move fast enough, we will virtualize, which means outsource to smaller vendors, smaller companies. So
right.
It's a huge opportunity for smaller, faster, more flexible businesses, often an individual who may be an individual contractor or could be a small company in a local area.
And that's that speaks to the part of your book that you talk about being adaptive, the adaptive
Absolutely
innovator,
right.
The adaptive corporation, et cetera. Talk to us about that.
Sure. Well, I describe what I call a new kind of executive. I call the adaptive innovator. The adaptive innovator means that you have to have the curiosity, you have to be able to look around the landscape, you have to assemble in your network of relationships different points of view, and then you have to be open-minded enough, willing to adapt ideas that may work in an entirely different space and connect the dots. And that's what I try to teach our readers in my book, Moonshot, because I give them hands-on experience from many entrepreneurs. This isn't just a story about me. This is about entrepreneurs who are doing things and having success and what they learned, mistakes they made, how they adapted.
Well, and that's being the adaptive innovator. And that's large business sense. And you also talk about the adaptive corporation, too, don't you?
I do, because corporations, if they stand still, they're going to get killed. Big corporations can become victims of their own success. And so I'll give you an example in the high-tech world. Intel and Microsoft dominated the personal computer era back in the 1990s when the Internet first went commercial.
Right, right.
And yet both Intel and Microsoft, you know, famous companies, highly talented people there, both of them completely missed the era of mobility. And they're scrambling like crazy to, you know, catch up. And you say, well, how is that possible? Well, they were not adaptive corporations. They didn't feel the need to adapt. They became complacent. And that's happening in big industry after big industry.
I'll never forget hearing Bill Gates give a speech on what was essentially, he essentially described the cloud and how it was the future. In this, he gave that speech around 1997, I think. And then Microsoft proceeded to not do any of what he said.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
For 15 years.
Yeah, and the reality is that big corporations are like you know, giant aircraft carriers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when they know they got to change their course, it's really hard to pivot and take that course.
They
direction.
Fall in love with how they do it, don't they? That's what they do.
They do.
Hold on to that thought. John Sculley, ladies and gentlemen, legendary CEO, former CEO of Pepsi, former CEO of Apple, now the author of the book Moonshot, which I encourage you to check out. We come back. I want him to talk about adaptive middle class and adaptive millennials.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.